flesh beneath was a festering mess. I'd done what I could to try and heal the injury the night before, but something had kept my magic from fully activating, and the flesh where I'd been burned was oozing slightly and was damned painful to the touch. I'd barely noticed it in the excitement of finding Ephraim alive, but looking at it now, it suddenly hit me like a sledgehammer to the face. Something was going to have to be done about it, or I wasn't going anywhere. I sat on the bed and gingerly stripped out of my shirt. The bruises that covered my upper body, courtesy of the fall I'd taken after being struck by the aforementioned fireball, explained why I felt like I'd been run over by a truck. My skin was dark purple and angry-looking, the flesh beneath clearly swollen. The largest bruise covered nearly my entire left side, from my collarbone to just above my hip. Other, smaller bruises were scattered across my back and right shoulder. If I was going to be even halfway useful today, I needed to do something about both the bruises and the burn. Closing my eyes, I held my hand open with the palm down over the burn and imagined my flesh knitting itself back together. Picturing the blood vessels reconnecting and carrying my precious lifeblood to the injured areas, soothing and healing them. When that was finished, I turned my attention to the bruise covering the left side of my body. Imagining it growing lighter and fading away as the inflammation around the afflicted area swiftly receded. I could feel the flesh tightening in response to my will, and when I opened my eyes, the burn was gone, and all that was left of that massive bruise was a slight yellowing discoloration to my skin. Finished with my impromptu healing session, I turned to the clothes I'd pulled out of the closet and quickly got dressed. The jeans were a little long, but nothing that rolling the cuffs up a few times wouldn't take care of. The t-shirt, on the other hand, hung down to mid-thigh and was clearly sizes too big. Beggars can't be choosers, I reminded myself.